Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Coach Lucas making his way here. 24 wins on the season. Coach, congratulations. So many different things to congratulate you on. Hurricanes match. It's most wins in regular season history, so congrats on that.
Jay Lucas, we trust.
I don't know if the University of Miami's ever had a win in front of a former president, so got a win in front of a former president. That's good. And you got a double bye in the ACC tournament.
Yeah, yep. That's you know, that's all you can ask for from the season. If you're not able to win the conference championship, but put yourself in position to have a double bye, to play a little bit less, and I'm just proud of the guys and the team.
See, I didn't ask you which one, you know, put that in. You know, which one was the priority?
Yeah.
Have you ever won a game in front of a president?
I think so. I think we won. The last time I was here, I believe President – no, he wasn't. This is my first time. No. He was not here. Right. You're right. He was not here the last time, so this is my first time.
New category, Coach Lucas 1-0 with a president in the arena. You built a 16-point lead in this one. You led wire to wire.
Yeah.
Opened the door a little bit, but you did build a 16-point lead and made the plays when you had to.
Yeah, we just get too casual sometimes when we got leads, and that's kind of my message for this month, and my message moving forward is we got to, once we get the lead and get it up, we got to be able to hold it and expand it. We can't let people back in the game, and we let Pierre get going in the second half. I think he had 25 in the second half, and so we just got to – relaxed.
Well, Ernest just whispered in Lucas we trust, and it's funny they said that because you used a couple of, I thought, timeouts tonight to get your team refocused.
Yeah, we needed them. We got that 16-point lead, and then we lost our minds a little bit, and we had like four turnovers or three turnovers in a row, so I wanted to calm us down, and then, you know, the press again kind of got to us, and we just think that people are pressing the foul, but they're pressing to get the ball back. And so we needed another timeout then. So, you know, it was kind of important to just make sure we did all that.
Well, you found another way to win tonight. And tonight was the weapon was the three-pointer.
Yeah.
You tied a season high, 11 threes. Malik made a gigantic three.
Yep.
Dovrat, maybe it's contagious. I don't know. At one point, he made four in a row. So going back, I think he was on a streak of six in a row. But that has to help you.
It does. It does. Because his ability just to stretch the court, his ability to – open up space, and then his ability to knock down the shots. So today, you know, we shot and made the right ones. I thought True had a big one too out of a timeout what we ran. So I thought they did a good job of executing. I just want them to continue to grow that killer instinct. You know what I mean? Like we're good. So now we got to start acting good.
How much of a slugfest was it on the boards?
Oh, it was huge. It was huge. They came out swinging. Out the gate, I think before the first media or something. I know in the first half they might have had like eight offensive rebounds. And we knew it, you know. Jermaine O'Neal Jr. Did a great job of crashing early, and I think he got three right away. But we knew it was going to be a slugfest. You know, Big Cement is a handful down there, and their wings crash really hard.
Did it take a little while to figure out to be strong with the ball?
It did. We needed to wake up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know what it was, and it's the end of the year, so, you know, you get kind of in the dog days, but also, you know, after you get through this is the exciting part. This is what you all work for is March and hopefully playing in the tournament and things like that. And so this opportunity, you know, you need to cherish, and I didn't think we came out with the right disposition to start the game.
You had late in the game – the Grim Reaper was hanging over SMU, and they were able to chip away a little bit, and then Ernest had a huge block down
there. Yeah, he did. He did. He had a huge block, because they were making a little run and cutting the lead and pushing a little bit, and so that block was huge.
The double bye, you've earned a double bye at the ACC tournament. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
That's got to be significant, not only, you know, for the tournament, you know, positioning in the tournament, giving yourself a great chance to win it, but just for this program as well.
It is. It is. You know, this is the first year. This is the foundation. This is the start. So it gives us something to build off of and fight for and continue. You know, this is something, at least in my eyes, that should become common force. It's something that we should be in every year, in one of those top four spots fighting for the double bye. So I want everybody to get used to it and understand what this means and what it feels like.
Yeah, we can get used to this, Coach.
Yeah.
You know, it probably took me 30 games to figure this one out. I didn't want to have this quick conversation with you. You got all these new guys, which we often talk about, and we kind of point to maybe they play a little bit of a chip on their shoulder.
Yep.
But they also probably all had a flaw here or a flaw there.
Yep.
And I think one of the magical things about this season has been your ability to coach around those flaws or coach them out of their flaws to get them to where they are today, to make them different players.
Yeah, and that's the thing I have to bring out of them and understand we're all here for a reason. And we're here because something didn't go as planned. You know what I mean? If everything goes planned, all those guys would be in the NBA by now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean we can't be good. It doesn't mean you're not good. So just understanding we're here to kind of prove everybody wrong. You know, and no one really expected us to do anything, to be honest. You got a first-time head coach, 12 new players, new staff, people just trying to see what it's going to be. And the guys did a good job of just getting connected and growing with the season and developing, to be honest.
7 out of 8. You've won 7 out of 8. Take this momentum home on Saturday. Yep. Against Louisville.
Yep.
Hell of a program, great opportunity on Saturday, and hoping for a great crowd.
Yeah, yep. They're one of the best programs ever. Yep. In the history of basketball. They have a really good team this year. You know, they're very similar to SMU, where they're built with firepower offensively, spread the court, shoot threes, kind of do a little bit of everything on the offensive end. And then just the day to honor the seniors, who's been the foundation of the start of this new wave of Miami basketball with Trey, Malik, and Ernest, you know, just honoring them and sending them off the right way.
All right, I know you got family here. Your dad's here.
Yeah.
Everybody's here, so I'll give you a chance to spend a little time with the family before we take off. Thanks so much. Congratulations on the win and the double bye.
All right, appreciate it, Josie.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas. Hurricanes win here tonight, 77-69.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.